I do have to bring you some sad news. We've held on this, held off on this for a while, but I do have to tell you that one of our team is leaving today.
Well, we've tried to hold off on it, but a combination of you, Becky, and Dev have made our pig's ear of it.
Dev did say it quite a lot earlier. And then came in going, oh, I'm sorry, have I spoiled it?
Yeah, not really.
I can tell you now who is leaving our team today. The person leaving the Scott Mills Show today is...
Festive drone-y thing.
Chappers.
Oh.
That's it, Chappers is gone. Why are you leaving
Why are you
me?
Laughing?
Because I thought I cocked it up again then, because I thought he was going to go Chappers, the one that doesn't speak, Scott or Becky, who will it be? And he didn't, he just went Chappers.
Chappers. Why are you leaving, please?
Why am I leaving you?
Why are you leaving me?
Why am I leaving you? It's been, with you, it's been 6 years, has it?
God.
I know. I know. Feels longer.
Feels longer, yeah.
At Radio 1, it's been 10.5 years. And I think now is the time for me to go and do something
serious.
No, not retire.
Are you retiring?
No, I'm not retiring. I'm going to go and do my sport. And stop doing as much innuendo as I've done in the past. And
right, so you decided to grow up and get serious.
I've decided to grow up a little bit and get serious and go and do stuff for ESPN and Five Live and BBC Sport.
But it's fun being stupid.
It is fun being stupid.
You have to work 3 hours a day here.
I know, I do. I know. But
he's been blagging it for 10.5 years.
It's time to move on. Oh, that's all.
Okay.
That's all.
So we shouldn't take
and
it personally.
And I've got a book out as well.
Yeah, I know, right.
So, I'm going to have to do a bit of publicity for that. But so you can pre-order it now.
Can you?
Yeah. Anyhow, sorry.
So it's nothing personal against
us. Absolutely nothing personal. Do you want me to do an emotional speech now, or do you want me to leave it for a while?
Oh, I don't want one at all.
Oh, I do.
Well, I wasn't going to thank you.
No, I do.
Let's drag out a bit, though. Yeah, it's only 10 to 8. Yeah.
So, so that's it, really.
Okay. Now, you did want this to be low-key, didn't you?
Yeah, I was quite happy to sneak off without a massive amount of any announcement.
To be honest, love, people won't even notice you'd gone.
Right.
They won't. Do you want some more cheerful music?
It's like, I do keep... Because obviously some people have known that I've been leaving and they keep going to me, are you all right? And everything. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm happy and looking forward to what's coming up and next year and everything. But
that's better.
The music you were playing and the reaction of some people is that I've died.
Yeah.
And I haven't, really. I am still here and alive and going to be around and working.
Okay.
And also, you know, some people are going to be very, very, very happy about this announcement.
Are they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now,
Becky, Liverpool, you know, those kind of people.
Right. Now, there is one thing we've done. I know you didn't want to fuss, but if you don't mind, there's one thing, okay?
Right.
Now, you don't say this. Don't say it out loud, but just think it, right? I know you're a fan of a certain football team in the northwest of England.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Think of the one person that you admire more than any other.
Right.
To do with that team.
Okay.
All right, think about it.
Yeah.
Have you thought of that person?
Yeah, I've thought of that person.
Okay. We've got a message. Listen to this.
Mark, this is Rafa Benitez of Liverpool. Just want to thank you for your support and sorry to hear you are leaving. Good luck for the future and goodbye.
We did it!
How good is that? Your favourite.
Mark, this is Rafa Benitez of Liverpool. Yet. Just want to thank you for your support and sorry to hear you are leaving. Good luck for the future and goodbye.
He wasn't reading that.
Is that right? I really don't know what to say. You got the manager of Liverpool to say goodbye to me.
That's right, isn't it?
Me and Scott got that.
Did you? Look at the one that doesn't speak. The one that doesn't speak is a Liverpool fan. Oh, look at him.
Good luck for the future and goodbye.
And goodbye.
That was so hard to get as well.
It took ages, that did.
I think Juliet had to help us.
Juliet was in on it as well.
Yes. Are you pleased? Are you happy with that?
That's made my Chris... You sod.
What? That's the right one, isn't it?
I don't get why he's not happy.
I don't get it either. Oh, I thought you'd like that.
Good luck for the future.
Stop playing it.
You're listening to the best of Mills from unofficialmills.co.uk. The Scott Mills fan site.
You know when people split up and you have to decide, when they're a couple, you have to decide who to be friends with. Which one of you have I got to be friends with now?
I don't know. We haven't split up.
We haven't split up. You can still be friends with both of us.
That's what everyone says, though, but you always normally pick one over the other, don't you? Come on, let's be honest about this now. You go, yeah, I'll be friends with you both, and then you don't.
No, you don't.
It's one of them. You always end up ignoring.
Like, everyone's like, well, not everyone, but some people, too, are like, oh, this has ruined Christmas. No, it hasn't.
No, it hasn't, really. No. For a lot of people, it seems to have made their Christmas.
Right, think of this, please. That's Christmas Eve, right? It's a new start for Chappers.
Exactly.
We're not mourning his death. We're celebrating his life. You are still alive, are you?
Yeah.
Right.
From the waist up.
He's just retiring.
Oh, Chappers, that was way too much information for me. I'm sorry if you're having your breakfast.
Oh, sorry about that. People choking on their Cocoa Pops. He's just retiring, that's all, aren't you?
I am not retiring. Can I clear this up?
He's in the winter of his life.
The difference between retiring and retirement home.
I'm going to clear this up once and for all, right? As I'm going. I'm 36, right? I'm 36. That's it. Which, you know, out of this building is still quite young.
But in sport, that's quite old.
In sport, that's young.
In sport, that's young. No, it's not. He's got
a whole life ahead of him.
Yeah.
No.
And I tell you what.
He's a sports presenter. They're really old. He's one of the youngest.
Yeah. And I'm not even the oldest in this studio.
That's true. Anyway. Good.
You get Rafa Benitez to say goodbye, so you're going to get it coming back at you, I can tell you, for the next 2 hours.
BBC Radio 1.
What a coincidence. Someone says a character on CBBC called Mr. Angry Pants is also leaving today.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Where's the coincidence there, then?
I don't know. Just a text that came in.
I mean, I don't work for CBBC, so...
No. If you haven't heard the news, if you just switched on, Chappers is leaving us today. He's going to be serious now for a living. Why would you do that?
No, I'm not...
I think some innuendo might just accidentally slip out now.
Of course.
And then.
You can't just leave it at the door, can you?
There'll be the odd bit of innuendo, admittedly, yes.
Now, you don't want to make a big deal of leaving...
No, I don't. So can we...
Play another record?
No, can we just go back to... I don't know. Aren't we meant to play What's Occurring now?
We will in a minute, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to play another Christmas song before that.
Right.
Now, here's my thing, right? You say you don't want to make a big deal.
I don't.
So, why don't we, at the end of the show... Do you remember the Sugar Babes, when that one left?
Yeah.
Siobhan went to the loo, didn't she?
Yeah.
Never came back.
Yes.
Why don't you, at the end of the show today, you pop to the loo... Tell me that you're going to the loo in a kind of elaborate way.
Yeah.
Right? And then you go to the loo and you don't come back and we never speak about you ever again.
I would love that.
Is that all right?
Yeah. So, what? About what? 2 minutes to ten? Five to ten.
Why
milk it?
Five to ten, five you go to the loo. Right?
Take a copy of the Daily Star to the loo.
As you always have done for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
Right?
And then 10 years.
10 years, yeah. And then you don't come back.
That sounds good to me. I have to say
a lot of people are concerned that it's the end of Chappers and Dave. Is it the end?
No, it's not the end of Chappers and Dave.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, that's something
it's
we can grasp
onto. It's the end of Chappers and Dave on Radio 1, obviously, but it's not the end of Chappers and Dave.
Oh, which of the radio stations can we hear Chappers and Dave?
No, I didn't mean that.
Going to heart.
Six Music?
We're taking over from John Humphreys on today.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the things that's being lined up.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. You know you've got a book coming out in the new year?
Yes.
When is that, please?
I think it's April.
Is it Mark Chapman, My Hell at Radio 1?
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with here at all.
Are you going to do a tell-all about working with us and how awful it is?
No, because it isn't, is it, really?
Nah, not really.
You know. I mean, it went downhill when Becky joined, but, you know. Before that, it was heaven.
We kind of rode it and it was fine. Chappers is Chappers is leaving today, but we're not making a fuss. He's going to go to the loo at 5 to 10 and never
come
back.
It's about football, by the way.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I thought it was about hairdressing.
No.
It's called hair bands.
It's called Heroes Hairbands and Hissy Fits. The hairbands relates to football.
So there's a hairdressing chapter.
There's no hairdressing chapter.
Whether you should do scrunchie or a clip.
Clear plastic.
Or have a fringe or just bands.
No, it has no hairdressing reference at all.
Oh, okay.
Oh, rubbish.
Right. And you can pre-order that now, right?
I'm led to believe.
Is Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
What are my plans? Back to Manchester for Christmas.
What about you?
Should be very nice.
Okay.
I'm going back to Reading, and then I'm going back to Somerset.
Because you're one of the best things that's ever happened to Reading.
Yeah.
Since the Oracle and the festival.
And the Chuckle Brothers.
And Ricky Gervais.
I want to go and see my mum
earlier as well.
See my mum in Southampton.
Oh, it's the first day. You've got a hire car, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you're one of those people that only drives once a year.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, good luck.
Enjoy her Boxing Day buffet. Because she always does a lovely spread on Boxing Day
to
your mum.
Yeah, so I'll be looking forward to that day after tomorrow.
Right.
Yes, I do have a hire car.
I'm desperate, so if it's all right with you, I'm going to go to the loo. Okay?
Are you?
Yeah. I've got my paper.
Oh, cheers.
All right.
Sorry, I'm just desperate.
Okay, cool. This is Radio 1.
So minging.
No. Have an amazing Christmas.
Mark, this is Rafa Benitez of Liverpool. Just want to thank you for your support and sorry to hear you are leaving. Good luck for the future and goodbye.
BBC Radio 1.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Brought my glasses, I'm out the door.